If this broadcast reaches any other survivors, you are not alone. We are forming a network of survivors. We are on the west coast of the United States, though we hope for the network to reach as far as possible. For 30 minutes after sundown each day, we will listen for a response on this frequency. I repeat, you are not alone.
Thanks for that lovely intro, Art. You really do have a way with words.
Thank you for noticing, Zoe. I have been practicing that one in the mirror lately to get it just right.
I know, I've seen. Hello, listeners, and thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. Welcome, listeners, and welcome, Art.
Thanks for having me, Zoe.
I know I gave Art a hard time last time, but I have to admit, I really have noticed a difference in the sound quality.
Really? Well, I did work very hard on it. Countless hours getting the perfect mix. I'm quite proud of it. But wait, when did you even listen to it?
Right now! It sounds fantastic! Would you just listen to my voice? Silky and smooth and oh so pleasant.
But you don't even have the headphones on.
Art, please, I can hear myself right now. And I can just imagine how wonderful we must sound to the listeners.
I can't believe I have to tell you this, but that's not how any of this works.
Who cares how it works? I'm happy, you're happy, the listeners are happy. Relatively speaking, of course, it's still a horrible apocalypse wherein everyone is either trapped in a room with an undead monster or with their own thoughts and can't decide what's better. But at least our sound has dramatically improved, right?
I'm at the point in our marriage where I can't decide whether or not you're being sarcastic. But if you're happy, I'm happy.
And if you're happy, I'm happy. And if we're both happy, then the listeners will know we're happy, and they'll be happy for us.
Let's hope today's topic isn't happiness, because we must be at the pinnacle of it already. So, what more is there to learn?
Exactly. Which is why today's topic isn't gonna make anyone happy.
That does not sound good.
It's not good, and it's not bad either. It's just average. Today is all about stories that seem scary at first, but are actually perfectly normal.
Wonderful. And what is the topic?
I believe I said it's stories that seem scary at first, but are actually perfectly normal.
How catchy. Throw that in a song, and I'll be humming it all day.
It would be an average song at best. I'd like to put our normal disclaimer out there, being that Art and I are not experts on any topic.
Yet since today's topic is perfectly normal and average, certainly we are at least the experts of that. Why, if anyone knows about the extraordinary, hold the extra, it's certainly me.
I'm glad to hear you say that, Art, and I'll be sure to hold you to it. I've always found you to be so rational, calm, and ordinary.
That I am. But I am also many other things. In fact, most things are much more than meets the eye.
No, they're not. They're almost always exactly what they seem to be.
Calm down. It's just an expression.
Of course. For our loyal listeners from the before times, today's letters will come from a familiar topic. Each year around Halloween, we would ask you all to write in with your scariest true stories. I always made us record the show early in the day because some were truly scary and I'd have a hard time sleeping afterwards. But some never even made the cut. Today, we'll read some of those.
How boring.
Yes. It may be, but sometimes it's good to have a break from the chaotic.
Or, in this case, the interesting.
So sit right back, pop some corn, or canned corn, and listen as Art and I read some of the most average and ordinary stories out there.
Oh, please, don't oversell it.
No one will fault me for my honesty. Our first story is called Lights on the Lake. When I was a child, we stayed each year in a cabin on the lake for the summer. My cousins and my sister were all about the same age, and we would all go together. As we got older, we wanted to venture out on our own more, but our parents wouldn't let us. One summer, we decided to go out on the lake alone at night. Nothing could have prepared me for what we would see that night. Our parents went to bed unusually early, and it gave us the perfect opportunity to sneak out. We were having a great time. I don't know how much time passed, and everything seemed fine. But when we looked back at the cabin, we could see the lights on, and there were dark shadows in the windows. But weren't our parents asleep? We knew we'd be in trouble if we didn't get our butts back immediately. We went back as quickly as possible and entered the cabin through the back of the house. But when we got inside, the lights were off, and our parents were dead asleep. The next morning, we tried to get more information from our parents, but they slept through the night. And without telling them we were out on the lake, we could never talk to them about it anyway. To this day, we don't know what those scary figures were or what they wanted, but we never went out on that lake at night again. Ooh, spooky.
I don't know about that. It kind of sounds like their parents heard them planning to go out on the lake, pretended to go to bed early because they wanted time without the kids, and then got up and just hung out while they were out. Teenagers are usually loud, and noise carries really well on lakes, so they heard you coming back to the cabin immediately, and just acted like they were sleeping the whole time. They knew you wouldn't call them on it because you'd have to confess, so they just never said anything. I bet if you told them that story today, they would laugh their heads off at you.
Very valid point, Art. You really do know the most logical answer to everything. I think the scariest thing about that story is their parenting. Our next story is called Highway to Hell.
Actually, To Hell is in all caps, so it's more like Highway to Hell! It was the summer of 1995, and I was on my first big road trip with a group of friends. It was my turn to drive. Things were a little different back then, so they were all drinking and having a good time. I was, of course, sober for my driving shift. By the time night came around, I was getting a little sleepy, but otherwise fine. I looked at the clock, and it was about 10 p.m. It seemed like a good time to stop for the night, so I mentioned to everyone that we should stop at the nearest motel and call it a night. I was driving along for maybe 10 or 15 more minutes before we spotted one and I pulled over. We went to check in, but there was a little bell on the desk to ring for late check-ins. After midnight, I looked at the clock and it was 12:30 a.m. How? It had been less than 15 minutes and yet somehow, 2.5 hours had passed. I asked my friends, making sure I hadn't imagined it. We were all in agreement. Somewhere, somehow, along this highway, we had lost time. We started to think back and mention the town we last remembered seeing to the front desk clerk. They said it was just about a 10-minute drive from there. I tried to laugh it off, but the clerk had overheard us and told me, we weren't the first person to report this. On this long stretch of highway, many people had lost time in about the same place. We spent the night and continued our road trip without incident. But I've never been the same since. I can't speak for my friends, but I know that I didn't just lose a couple of hours that night. I lost a little piece of myself. Somewhere on that highway to hell.
I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this, Art, after a word from our sponsors. In 3, 2, 1.
If I know anything at all about the average person, I know that we're all more similar than we are different. Which is why I know you put your shoes on one at a time. You require water to live. And like me, you hate mirrors. What's the point of them? When I think of products, I always ask myself, qui bono? Who profits from this? With most products, it's easy to know. But with mirrors, well, they pretend to reveal things to you, but instead are only revealing you. No one could possibly profit from that unless, of course, someone else is looking.
Oh no.
If you're clever, you've already thought of covering them up. That'll work for a time. Until your wife cleans up the house and puts the sheets back on the bed. You can paint them, but it is impossible to know how many layers or of what kind of paint will provide enough coverage to keep the prying eyes out. With my soon-to-be patented tool, you can be rid of the problem forever! It may look like a rock, but it is the exact perfect size, shape, and weight to smash any mirror in your life, leaving you with thousands of pieces of sharp glass to line your zombie pits or empty fish tanks. I know what you're thinking, and yes, it can be personalized as a gift. It comes in gray, darker gray, and grayish brown. While supplies last, Mirror Smasher, because you never know who else may be watching.
And welcome back to our show! I promised myself not to let Art rant, and then I still let him do the advertisements and gave him his own little soapbox. I guess shame on me for not thinking of that.
Shame on you indeed. I'd like to respond to the letter writer of Highway to Hell. My first thoughts when I heard your story were that your friends were drunk and you were tired. You read the time wrong, and that's about it. End of story.
See, there he is, my very rational husband.
But then, as I was remembering mirrors, it occurred to me that there are definitely supernatural things out there that our human minds cannot explain. An alien abduction would make a lot of sense. Or maybe you did travel through hell, and your brain couldn't process it. So instead of retaining those memories, you completely blocked out 2 hours of your life. Maybe even more. Are you sure the day you returned was the same day you left? At this point, I would say it's safe to question everything.
And I certainly have some questions for you, Art. Like, what about Occam's razor?
What is that? Is that a mirror-smashing tool? I told you I'm working on a patent for that. I claimed it on the broadcast, everyone heard.
No, it's literally nothing like that. It just basically means that the simplest explanation is probably the answer. Just remember that today's episode is about things that seem scary but are actually perfectly normal. You seemed to get that at first and then you went down a bit of a rabbit hole, so just keep today's topic in mind while I read the last story. This is called Children of the Woods. It was a normal day and everything was calm. As part of my routine, I went outside to feed my pet dog, Dom. All was perfectly ordinary. I approached him and playfully called Marco, waiting for him to respond, Polo. But of course, he never did and he never does because he can't talk and is a dog. But this time, I heard a response, a faint call of Polo. Believing it was in my head, I called out again. Marco! The response was louder this time. Polo! I tried several more times and there were more voices responding, but never getting closer. I heard giggling and realized the voices were children. Eventually, they stopped responding and it seemed like they must have gone away. I looked for them, but never found a trace. The next day, I tried again and there was no response. I had no witnesses, but I know I definitely heard the voices of children that day. I still wonder where their parents were and why they so suddenly appeared in the woods. Where did they come from? And where did they go? I still have no answers. But one thing is for certain, they were definitely boring, ordinary, regular children in the woods. There, our final story, exactly as innocuous as I promised. Wouldn't you agree, Art?
First things first, those were no ordinary, regular children.
I tend to disagree. Why, even the letter writer...
The letter writer is you! And second of all, how many times have I asked you not to shout Marco Polo when you leave the bunker? You're going to draw unwanted attention to us.
I have never once shouted Polo. That defeats the entire purpose. And also, that's not my point. In light of today's topic, can we not just agree that this is something with a perfectly simple explanation? While we may want to find those children in case they need help, or to see if their parents would like to join the network, at least we can acknowledge no harm came from it. We can also agree to remain calm and be rational.
I will absolutely not agree to that. We have a forest filled with changelings in the best case scenario, obviously fine for us since we don't have kids for them to kidnap and replace, but worst case, we have some kind of psychic demon creatures trying to convince you that they're harmless while they slowly drain me of my brain fluids. It may be happening to me now. Am I even here? Am I in a mirror? Am I in the mirror dimension? Or are they just in my brain already?
You see, I knew you were gonna freak out ever since the mirror thing last week. You absolutely refuse to think logically. Before the apocalypse, you never used to believe in any of that stuff, and now you act like everything is out to get us and is dangerous or magical in some way.
Forgive me if the zombie apocalypse has opened my mind to the unseen facts of this world.
Best case scenario, these kids are living nearby with a family with lots of well-stocked goods. Worst case scenario, they've formed a creepy apocalyptic end-time gang and will try to kill us in our sleep. But the point is, they're just children. Real human children. And I need you at my side, thinking clearly, so we can decide what to do.
So, I promise to be at your side always, as we hunt down these... Of course, search for these demon children
Just regular children.
Okay, regular children who are out to get us. We can do it together. I'll always be there to help. We can pack our supplies and be prepared for the worst, but still hope for the best.
I guess it sounds like a plan.
Excellent. We head out in 15 minutes.
Absolutely not. It's almost dark out.
Tomorrow, then, at precisely 0800 hours.
It's a date.
Then we better get to prepping. So, that's all the time we have for today, folks.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of From A to Z with Art and Zoe. And remember, if you're looking for advice on school shopping, hiking, adopting, and anything else from A to Z, you can message me at fromarttozoe@gmail.com. That's fromarttozoe@gmail.com. Complete our latest poll at the community center. Are they demons or just children?
In many cases, it's both. This is a message for other survivors. We will listen for a response on this frequency for 30 minutes after sundown each day. We are looking for other survivors to join the Survivors Network and a patent office still in operation. Reach out and let us know you're there. You are not alone. Over.